Oh, come on in, baby. Come in. It's so good to see you, sweetie. Just look at you. I can't believe my beautiful, handsome nephew is all grown up and on his way to college. Though, I have to say, I was surprised when your mother called and told me you were coming to visit me. It was so nice of you to want to spend your last summer before college with me, baby. I hope your mother didn't force you. Your mother didn't make you come here? You wanted to spend the summer with me? Oh, baby, that is so sweet of you. I can't believe how lucky I am to have a young college boy all to myself for the summer. What? You say you're the lucky one who gets to spend the summer with a hot older lady? Oh, you're such a charmer, sweetie. Mm-hmm. Well, come on in then. I have the spare room all ready for you. It's right this way. There's just a few extra boxes I have to clear out. Could you get them for me, please? Be careful, dear. Just put them in the closet. That's it. Oh, thank you, baby. Such a big, strong man you are. And, oh, I forgot this box over here in the corner. Oh, my goodness. Is this what I think it is? It is. It's my wedding dress. My goodness, it's all still here. The dress, the veil, even the lingerie I wore underneath the dress. Everything. You know, I still remember the day when your uncle and I were married, like it was yesterday. Mm-hmm. It was the happiest day of my life. Well, until you were born, sweetie. Mm-hmm. Your uncle took one look at me and said I was the most beautiful woman he had ever seen in his life. It was magical. What's that, honey? Oh, you might be right. I think it might still fit. What, you want me to try it on? Oh, sweetie, I couldn't. It's been too long. And besides, you wouldn't want to see an older woman like me in something like this. You want to see me in it more than anything? Oh, I don't know, baby. You say you want to know how your uncle felt that day when he first saw me in the dress? Oh, baby, you're just too much. Okay, I'll try it on, just this once. You wait here, and I'll be back when I'm ready. And I'm going to need to fix my hair and get some makeup on to go with this, too. Okay, baby, get ready. Here I come. Ta-da! What do you think? Not too bad, right? I mean, the dress and all the lingerie still fits pretty well, and I did what I could with my hair and makeup. Still, I'm nowhere near as beautiful as I was back when I was younger. What did you say? You think I'm the most beautiful woman you've ever seen in your life? Oh, sweetie. Oh. No, I'm not sad. It's just, you reminded me so much of your uncle just now. So young, so strong, and so handsome. The way he looked at me on our wedding night, like I was a goddess. And the way he held me in his arms, the way he swept me off my feet and carried me over the threshold, it was just so... Whoa! What are you doing? You're carrying me over the threshold? Oh, baby, you don't have to. Oh, and you brought me to my bedroom. How romantic. Okay, enough fun and games. Now put me down. Put me down on the bed. Well, that was fun, sweetie. But I really should get out of this dress before I... Oh, what? What are you doing? Sweetie, you can't kiss your aunt like that. What do you mean, why not? It's wrong. You're my nephew. Even if we weren't related, I'm too old for you. You don't care if we're related? You're in love with me. Oh, baby, I think you're confused. You can't be in love with your own aunt. I think maybe seeing me in this dress is giving you strange thoughts. Mm-hmm. What's that? You say you've been in love with me for a long time. That's why you wanted to stay over this summer? You wanted to confess your love for me? And you want to have sex with me? Oh, sweetie, no, no. We absolutely cannot have sex. It would be wrong. It would be immoral. It would be incest. You don't think it matters if we're related, so long as we love each other? But, sweetie, yes, I know you love me. And I love you too, baby, more than anything. But you still think I'm the most beautiful woman you've ever seen in your life? And nothing's going to change that? Okay, maybe. Maybe you just need to get this out of your system. Maybe you just need one night to indulge in this little fantasy of yours. Maybe once you do, you'll realize why you cannot be lusting after your own aunt. So, just this once, I'll allow it. For this one night, Auntie will become your wife. Come here, my husband. Treat me like your bride. That's it, baby. Kiss your bride. Unzip me. Let me show you what I'm wearing underneath this dress. Your kisses on my neck and back. Oh, God. The way you kiss my neck as you unzip my dress is making my body tingle, baby. Don't stop. Oh. Do you like what I'm wearing, baby? This white corset and matching white steel stockings. Just for you, baby. Just for my husband. Strip for me, baby. Let your bride worship your body, just like you worship mine. Oh my goodness. Baby, is that your cock? No, there's nothing wrong. It's just, I've never seen a cock that big before. You're almost twice the size of your uncle. You say it only got that big and hard because of me? Oh, baby. You know what? I think you deserve a little treat. Sit on the bed, darling. Yeah, that's it. Now watch as your wife sucks on this long, beautiful cock of yours, just like she did for your uncle on their wedding night. Oh, this is so good. It reminds me of when I was a young woman. You know, sucking cock was my absolute favorite thing to do in the bedroom, and your uncle loved it. But your cock is even better. It's so much longer and thicker. And your precum is so tasty. And just look at those big heavy balls of yours, practically overflowing with hot, thick cum. I wonder how they taste. Your balls taste so good, baby. I could suck these magnificent balls of yours all day. Oh, fuck, baby. The taste of this monster cock of yours is making me dizzy. I need it. I need your cock deep inside me. Oh, let me lay down on the bed. Yeah. Take me, baby. Take me like a husband is meant to take his wife in their wedding night. Make love to me like only you can. Prove to me that you truly love me and claim me as your own. Oh, 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 yeah. Oh, 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 oh. Oh, 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 God. Oh, oh, this is incredible. Oh, it's been so long. It's been so long since I've been with a man. It's like I'm losing my virginity all over again. Oh, baby, don't stop. I've never felt anything like this before. This is even better than with your uncle. Yes, baby. Pull my tits out. Pull them out of the corset and suck on them. Yeah, fuck. I love it. This is incredible. Oh, sweetie. Oh, the way you make love to me. You remind me so much of your uncle. Oh, oh, I love you too, sweetie. I think I'm falling in love with you. Maybe the two of us are destined to be together. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, oh. Yeah. Fuck me, baby. Yeah. Fuck your wife as hard as you can. Are you gonna come, baby? Are you gonna come inside me? Do it. Do it, baby. I want you to do it. Tonight, you're my husband, and I'm your wife. And husbands are allowed to come inside their wives without protection. Spill your seed deep into my womb. Claim me as your baby. Claim me as yours, body and soul and mind. Do it. Yeah. Oh, that's it, baby. Yeah, I can feel you coming inside me. I can feel your hot, thick cum pumping deep into my unprotected womb. Oh, God. Oh, 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 oh. That was magical, just like on my wedding night. So, sweetie, how do you feel? Now that you've fulfilled your fantasy, have you finally gotten over your obsession with me? What's that? You say you're more in love with me now than before, and you want to marry me for real? Or are you serious? Oh, baby. Truth be told, I don't want this to end either. I love you, sweetie. I think, deep down, I've always loved you. Maybe it doesn't matter how old I am or that we're related. If we really love each other, then we should be together, no matter what. You think so, too? Oh, I'm so happy. Well, I guess there's just one more thing we have to do then. Honey, here in this nightstand drawer, these are your uncle and my wedding rings. I keep them here in the nightstand to remember him. But from now on, they'll be proof of our love for one another. When I got married, the priest told me that it wasn't him or the government or even God who would be marrying us. We would be marrying each other. And when we said our wedding vows, your uncle and I made a promise to each other to become husband and wife for the rest of our lives. So, are you willing to do what your uncle and I did all those years ago? Are you willing to exchange vows with your aunt right here and now? You will? Oh, sweetie. Then, do you, my nephew, take me, your aunt, to be your lawfully wedded wife, to have and to hold from this day forward, for better or for worse, for richer or for poorer, in sickness and in health, until death do us part? You do? Oh, sweetie, thank you. Now, slide the ring on my finger. Yeah. Now it's my turn. I, your aunt, take you, my nephew, to be my lawfully wedded husband, to have and to hold from this day forward, for better or for worse, for richer or for poorer, in sickness and in health, until death do us part. And with this ring, I thee wed. Yeah, let me slide this on your finger. And by the power of our love for one another, we are now husband and wife. Kiss me, my love. I can't believe it. You did it. You actually married me. I'm so happy. Oh, well, we'll have to keep it a secret from the rest of the family, but at least we'll know the truth. My husband. You know, I'm still fertile. Oh, yes, I am. For all you know, you might have gotten me pregnant when you came inside me before. What's that? You want to change that might have to a definitely before the night is over? Well, what are you waiting for? Come here, husband. It's time to give your wife a baby.